You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this Thank You, Jesus, this Hour of Prayer. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is our time where we're exalting God Almighty. This is our time where we are boldly rushing to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This is our time where we are choosing to be in the presence of the Lord. In your presence, God. This is us acknowledging God, making him the center, setting him at the forefront. Lord God, you are our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and end, our first and last. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. And we just exalt you in this time. We take this last week of this 2025 year, we're going to spend it praising you. We're going to spend it worshiping you. We're going to spend it communing with you. We're going to spend it, hallelujah, resaya, praying unto you. We're going to spend it in the now, not focus on a new year and not focus on the next, on tomorrow, but in the right now. I thank you, Father God, that even in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you are our faith. Hallelujah. You are our truth. You are our trust. You are our hope. You are our great I am. You are our source. You are our provider. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Resandaraya. You are our healer. You are our way maker. You are, hallelujah, the perfecter of our faith. You are our maker. You are creator of heaven and earth. You sit high, hallelujah, and look low. The heavens is your throne, and the earth is your footstool. The palm of your hand is this world. God, we thank you right now. Abba, Father, you are omnipotent. You are all powerful. There is no power greater than you. You are omniscient, all knowing. There is no one that knows more than you. Hallelujah. You are omnibenevolent. There's no one who knows how to love, hallelujah, greater than you. Ah, yes, God. Rebokotia. You are omnipresent. You are with us right now. And we thank you that there is no one that can be with all of us at one time. I thank you, oh God. You are with us. You are with us in the courtroom. You are with us in the bedroom. You are with us in the home. You are with us in the business meeting. You are with us when we present, hallelujah. You are with us as we negotiate. You are with us, hallelujah, resataya, in the dealings. You are with us in the wilderness. You are with us in the family. You are with us, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with us. You are with me. You are our shepherd, and you are with me in the trouble. Come on. You are with us. Jesus was with the disciples on the boat while in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the turbulence, in the midst of what looked like it was going to drown them, and in the midst of what looked like was going to overtake them, in the midst of what looks like looks like. It's not what it appears to be. In the midst of what it looks like, they were going to perish. Jesus, hallelujah, was in the midst. I thank you, God, that you are in the midst. You are in the midst of that depressed place. You are in the midst of that crying place. You are in the midst of that lonely place. You are in the midst of that fearful place. You are in the midst of that place of struggle. You are in the midst, hallelujah, resaya. And may we grow to see you more than the circumstance. May we grow to feel you more than the climate of the condition, oh God. Oh Lord, we are choosing to draw near to you now. Yes, God, we are choosing to draw near to you. In your presence is where we desire to be. In your presence, God, we desire to be more in your presence. As we march into these days, in this day, we desire to be in your presence. We desire you, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will give us a desire for you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord is letting us know in the midst of the ailment, of dealing with the health battle, dealing with that physical battle, God is in the midst. Thank you, hallelujah. In the midst of that financial battle, in that custody battle, God is in the midst. Hallelujah. Rebayandareya. In the midst of that thing where it feels like God has forsaken us, he is right there, sitting high, looking low. Hallelujah. One word, one ruha breath of his resurrecting power completely changes the thing. He is in the midst. Somebody say, God is in the midst. Yes, God, we thank you for being in the midst. May we turn our eyes to you as you are in the midst with us. You are in the midst. The Bible also reminds me that when two or more of us are gathered together in his name, there I am in the midst. He is in the midst. He is in the midst of our worship. The Bible also lets us know he inhabits the praises of his people. He is in the midst. 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 The midst of that problem, he is in the midst. He is the answer to our problems. He is in the midst. He is in the midst. Ayerebosoya. That hopelessness, he is in the midst. God, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that we are not too far gone. The situation is not too far gone, not too far messed up for you, not too far complicated for you. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that today you are reminding us that you are in the midst. As you were in the midst, hallelujah, on the boat with the disciples, hallelujah. So it is that you are with us. You are with us in the boat. You are with us. Hallelujah. You are with us in the car. You are with us on the bus. You are with us as we travel to and fro. You are with us. You are with us walking through. You are with us walking through the heavy thing, walking through the dreadful thing, walking through the hurting thing, walking through the worry thing. Even if it doesn't feel like we're going through it and we're stuck, you're with us in that stuck place, and we cannot be stuck because you are with us, hallelujah, picking us up and mobilizing us. We thank you for mobility, for speaking mobility in those stagnant places. You are in the midst. Yes, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, resaya kandiria. Thank you for moving in the midst. Thank you for advocating. Thank you for comforting. Thank you, Lord, for sending your angels to minister to us in our left ear and in our right ear. Thank you for ministering to us. Yes, hallelujah. And ministering on this now that you are in the midst. You are in the midst of all the place of being overwhelmed and having all of the responsibilities and seeming like the weight is on us. us, you are in the midst. And we now set that weight on you. And we now cast that burden on you. And now we now cast that care on you. You are in the midst. You are in the midst making a way out of no way. You are in the midst, hallelujah, resaya, establishing streams in the desert places, rivers in the wilderness places. You are in the midst. You are in the midst, hallelujah, resakandiribiyondaha, resandarabosia. You are in the midst and giving us even energy and strength when we feel the weakest and feel like we can't go no more. You are in the midst keeping us going when we want to give up. You are in the midst. You are in the midst of renewing our minds. Hallelujah. As we seek your face, as we seek your will. I thank you, oh God, renewing our minds and transforming us. Hallelujah. To come into knowing your good and perfect will. You are in the midst. You are in the midst when we're seeking, Lord, what it is we should do in that specific situation that you know oh so well. You're in the midst as we're seeking to hear your voice, to know, go left or right, stay or move. You are in the midst. Direct our steps, oh God. Order our steps. Hallelujah. Oh God, order our steps. Order our steps in you. The Bible tells us that the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord who takes delight in his journey. God, I thank you that you are ordering our steps and instructing our ways. Make the path clear where there is a confusion and fog. We thank you, and I speak clarity in those places. Let us know, oh God, concerning the decisions that are before us to make. Give us a wisdom, Heavenly Father. Discernment, oh God. Put it on our spirit in such a strong way that we know like we know like we know. That we know better than we know our own names, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in the midst, being in the midst, being in the midst. I thank you, oh God. Ooh, yes, hallelujah. I'm reminded, Jesus, hallelujah, resa tabakadia. I am reminded that God, Yahweh, was in the midst of the children of Israel, in the midst of that oppression. He was there, yes. When it looked like it was getting worse, come on, somebody. He was in the midst. Matter of fact, it is because of the word that he spoke, the word of promise, of setting them free, of loosing them, of it is now time that they entered the land of their inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. Because of that word, it started to disrupt that oppressed place in Resaya. And shake up that ground that it looked like it was getting worse. But it was as a result of the word. It was as a result of him being in the midst. Because John chapter 1 tells us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word was in the midst of that oppressed place. The word was in the midst of that bound place. God is in the midst. Hallelujah. It may not always be evident. Hallelujah. To our visceral, tangible senses. And so on this day, he sends me to remind you that he is in the midst. He sent Moses to remind the people that he was in the midst. How does we know that he was in the midst? Because he heard the cry. He was closer than they realized their problems and their troubles. In their heartaches, in their headaches, in their soul aches. seemed much closer, much more real than God who was in the midst. Oh, yes, Lord. He was in the midst. He's in the midst. Resoko iibi akandarabosondo rebasaya. When God, Yahweh, told Moses, yes, God, to encamp before Pi Hi Haratha between Migdal and the sea. What sea? The Red Sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it, he says, ye shall encamp by the sea. God is in the midst. When the people of God looked entangled, when they looked entangled in the land, in the wilderness, and when it looked like the wilderness had shut them in, when it looked like they was stuck between a rock and a hard place, God was in the midst. Matter of fact, it was God that instructed them and led them to this place that they can see and their enemies can see and know that God is a miracle worker, that he is Lord, that all will know that he is Lord. The Lord is in the midst of our wilderness place. The Lord is in the midst of our entangled place. The Lord is in the midst of our shut-in place. The Lord is in the midst of that heavy place. The Lord is in the midst of that sorrow place. The Lord is in the midst of that beaten place, rejected place, dejected place, resakataraya, abandoned place. The Lord is in the midst. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Listen, he was in the midst. Further evidence of him being in the midst is because he set a pillar of cloud. The pillar of cloud moved from before the children of Israel to behind them. And it was in the midst. He was in the midst separating his enemy, their enemies, which is his enemy. Hello, your enemy is God's enemy. We don't have to worry about fighting the thing because God's going to deal with it. God's going to fight it. God's going to defend it. God is going to avenge. God is going to move. He was in the midst and he moved the pillar. The pillar of cloud moved to behind the children of Israel, that the enemy could never get them, that the enemy formed could not prosper. Oh, Jesus. And it was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Resaya. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. He was in the midst. Even further. He's in the midst. He's in the midst of the sea. Ooh, Jesus. He was in the midst of the sea. Ah, yes, Karabosia. He's in the midst of the sea calling his people forward. He made a way out of nowhere. He used the elements of being entangled and shut in, hallelujah, as a place of his miracle. Ah, Yerabosia. As a place of our miracle. The grave, he's in the midst. Y'all, he's in the midst. He was in the midst of that grave place. Lazarus, come out. He's in the midst of the grave place. Jesus, on the third day, resurrected. He is in the midst. Oh, Shakurosaya. I'm even reminded that even Jesus cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have thou forsaken me? He's still in the midst. He's still in the midst. God knows, hallelujah, how to be quiet, hallelujah, so that his divine strategy will be played out, amen, and that he will get the glory, amen. And some of us need to learn in this time to be quiet and let God put his mouth on it and not us. Be quiet and not share the glory, but let God get the glory. Be quiet until God says it's time to speak, it's time to share, it's time to reveal. If he says, Lord, oh God, be quiet, hallelujah, be quiet about speaking about what we see, hallelujah, because we don't want to speak against what God is doing, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is in the midst, God in the midst, God in the midst. God was in the midst as the children of Israel walking through the wilderness. He was in the midst of the wilderness. He was the manna in the wilderness. The quail he provided in the wilderness. He's in the midst. He in the midst of the bitter place of having no water. He's in the midst, providing supernaturally. God is in the midst. God is in the midst. God has not forsaken us. When the elements and the things look like they dried out, it got worse. It actually depleted. We actually depleted, feeling like we have no more. God is in the midst. His divine strategy, his plan is at work. His ways are not like our ways. Thoughts not like our thoughts. He is in the midst. He is in the midst. He is in the midst healing. He is in the midst making a way. I keep hearing that, making a way. God is making a way. He is making a way in that business place, making a way in that living place, making a way in that relationship place, making a way in that financial place, making a way in that moving place, making a way, making it clear, making it bright. He is making a way as he is in the midst and we are in his midst. May we stay in his midst. He is making a way. Making a way, doing the impossible. He is making a way, doing a miracle. Making a way, doing what we never even expected. Making a way. Jesus, Jesus, we thank you. Can we just take this time to worship our God? Thank you. We don't see it, but thank you. We may not hear it. Thank you. We may not feel it. Thank you. We're giving you thanks, God. Thank you, Jesus. Making a way to keep us on the job. Making a way to cause us to endure. Making a way of being not weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Making a way when everyone has left us, turned their back on us, not you, God. Making a way. May we see you more, feel you more than who or what has turned their back on us, than who or what has betrayed us. No, you, God, you, Lord, you have not betrayed us. You accept us. You have not rejected us. You accept us. May you be the loudest, brightest thing that we are hearing and seeing. May you be that which we are feeling. Thank you, God. He's in the midst. I believe that as you are hearing my voice, God wants you to know that He is in the midst, that He is the worker of the promise. He is the keeper of the promise. He is the planner of the plan. He is the executor of the plan. He is the judge over the judgment. He is the provider over the provision. He is the blesser over the blessings. He is the creator over what and who He created you and what He's creating in your life out of nothing. Oh, yes, He is. He is in the midst, and we glorify You. You are in the midst, and we magnify You. You are in the midst, and we adore You. You are in the midst, and we thank You. You are in the midst, and we worship You. You are in the midst, and we trust You. You are in the midst, and we cleave to You. You are in the midst, and we look to You. You are in the midst, and we cry to You. You are in the midst, and we sit with You. You are in the midst, hallelujah, making a way out of no way. You are in the midst, oh yes, God. You are in the midst, speaking to the dry thing, the dead thing, the famine thing, the troubled thing, the hurting thing, the ailing thing, the afflicted thing, the bound thing. You are in the midst, speaking liberty, hallelujah, rasaya. You are in the midst, causing, ah, yes, God, causing the blind to see. He was in the midst, and blind Bartimaeus couldn't see Him. Couldn't see Him. Didn't know what direction He was coming from, but He heard. We're hearing today. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. But He heard Jesus was in the midst, and He cried out, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. He turned His begging and asking of people to Jesus. Let us turn to Jesus. Let us turn to Jesus. Our source is Jesus. My asking is to Jesus. My talking and telling about it is to Jesus. My seeking advice, Jesus. I'm seeking You. My counselor, my wonderful counselor. I'm seeking You. I'm seeking You. Jesus is in the midst. He said, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. God, have mercy on us. 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 He was in the midst. He was in the midst of Resaya. Blind Bartimaeus' blind situation. Oh, he was in the midst. In the midst, Jesus caused the blind to see. In the midst, Jesus caused the deaf to hear. Oh, where are we deaf or dumb? Where are we deaf or dumb, deaf or mute? I'm not speaking this in an offensive way, but deaf to hearing what God is saying in this time. Dumb to speaking, mute to speaking, what saith the Lord? Lord, cause the scales to fall off our eyes. Lord, cause us to hear what thus saith the Lord. God, cause us to speak. What thus saith heaven? Yes, Jesus is in the midst. Oh, I'm reminded of Zacchaeus. Jesus was in the midst, in a procession moving forward. And being in the midst, it caused Zacchaeus to get into a different posture so that he could see Jesus. He just wanted to see, but he got exceedingly abundantly above all he could ever ask or think. He got Jesus in his home. Oh, Jesus is in the midst. Let the Lord being in our midst change our posture, change our position, lift our countenance. Oh, God, bring us joy. Cause us to have an encounter. Jesus, how are we responding with Jesus being in the midst? Are we going out about our day just as ordinary, as if he wasn't in the midst? Or resaya, are we adjusting, stopping? Yakandia rabasaya, rokondoraya, rekandaraya, even changing our cry to Jesus being in the midst, our talk to Jesus being in the midst. What are we ignoring in the fact that we know that God is in the midst? Blind Bartimaeus, he was being told by the people to shut up, to be quiet, to come in order, to conform. He ignored the advice of the people, Yakandaraya, and he continued to cry because he knew Jesus was in the midst. He continued to call out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me, because he knew Jesus was in the midst. Oh, I'm not going to stop crying out to God, directing myself to the Lord until I encounter him. He is in the midst. Whoo, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He is in the midst. Yes, we want more of your presence. We want more of your presence, God. We want more of your presence, God. We desire more of your presence, God. We desire more of your presence. We desire more of your presence. We desire more of your presence. We desire more of you, Lord. More of you, God. Less of us, more of you. Less of us, and more of you. Less of us, and more of you. Less of us and more of you. Less of us and more of you. Less of us and more of you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. You are able. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. You are able to do what I haven't seen, ear haven't heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. The things that you have stored up for those who love you, you are able. And so, God, we thank you. And God, we glorify you. And God, we praise you. Make us over, Lord. Make us over. Make over the way we think, Heavenly Father. Make over the way we speak, Heavenly Father. Make over the way we move, Heavenly Father. Make over our souls by restoring it, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, God. Make over our hearts by purging it of all things, Lord God, that are not of you, and all things, oh God, that came as a result of us not guarding our heart, and that came, oh God, as a result of a trauma, and that came, oh God, as a result of a letdown. Oh God, make over our heart, soften our heart, Heavenly Father. Where we have calloused and hardened our heart because we have said, because we've had a negative experience, and then therefore I can't trust anybody, or I can't trust this group of people, or I don't want to be with this kind of people because so-and-so did this to me and they remind me of so-and-so, and so I don't want to have nothing to do. No, our blessing may very well be in that place where we have hardened because of a negative experience. Soften our heart. Cause the scales to fall off, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are in the midst. You are in the midst. You are Emmanuel. The Lord, a God with us. You are Emmanuel. And Emmanuel is with us. Emmanuel is in the midst. Yahweh, I am that I am in the midst. You are in our midst. Somebody, we need to say that. You are in my midst. In Jesus' name, you are in the midst. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Ve'yasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. He is in the midst. And remember, with God, all things are possible. God bless you.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.